Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all God's holy people in Christ Jesus at Philippi, together with the overseers and deacons, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. As we listen to the text in the story, as we listen to the Old Testament echoes, specifically, think about Numbers 12:7. As you think about slavery, which we will look at in a moment, Jeremiah 25:4, Romans 6:19, and we'll look closely at Philippians 7. As we think about saints, look at Exodus 19, verses 5 and 6, at Deuteronomy 7, 5 and 6, and at Acts 15, verse 14. As we think about Timothy, Paul's co-sender, take a look at the epistle 2 Timothy 1, verse 5, and also Acts 16, verses 1 and 3. As we look at these few verses, some things to keep in mind. Paul will, in this brief introduction, foreshadow his proclamation about Jesus as God and also as fully human. Paul's message of grace and peace sums up his gospel message. As he identifies the Philippians as saints, we're alerted to the fact that throughout this letter, Paul is going to emphasize holy living. We note that Timothy is a co-sender, so we're going to explore what that might mean for the Philippians. And we recall, as Paul praises Jesus as Lord Jesus Christ, that he reminds us that the current emperor Nero is not Lord, it's Jesus. Paul identifies himself and Timothy as slaves, slaves of Christ. Maybe your translation has servant, it's a fine translation, but it is the word for slave. A slave in the ancient world and today is a person who is legally owned by another person. What we know is that in the ancient world, maybe 20% or so in any given congregation of believers, maybe 20% would be slaves. Paul uses it here metaphorically or symbolically to think about himself, to identify himself as a slave of Christ. He does so as well in Romans 6:19 when he describes all believers as slaves of righteousness since we are in Christ. The owner of a slave can be identified as kurios or Lord. So there's language here, slave and owner, that, well, in our United States context can be quite complicated. And so we're going to spend a little bit of time unpacking this language. In the Old Testament, in Israelite culture, there were slaves. Perhaps one of the most well-known is Hagar, the slave of Sarah, the wife of Abraham. You can read Hagar's story in Genesis 16. Paul also mentions this story when he writes to the Galatians. The Israelites were in